Also tonight, we now know Tiger Woods was driving nearly double the speed limit when he hit a sharp curve and crashed a few weeks ago in California. Investigators revealed today that he reached speeds of up to 87 miles an hour. The speed limit along that curvy stretch of road is just 45.
And that wreck in February sent Woods to the hospital with multiple broken bones in his leg. He has since undergone several surgeries and is still recovering.
News Nation's Rutabe Shabazi here to take a closer look at what authorities said today about what happened and still some things we don't know. Rutabe.
Robin, Nicole. The official primary cause of that violent crash in Palos Verdes that night that left Woods with severe injuries is excessive speed. At a news conference today, the L.A. County Sheriff said Woods and his team have been cooperative in the investigation and that there was no evidence of impairment. He also strongly denied that there was any preferential treatment given to the famous golfer.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway. Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva updating the public on the now closed investigation into the February crash that left Tiger Woods with significant injuries. Though he said Woods was traveling nearly twice the speed limit when the vehicle struck a median and then went airborne, crashing into a tree, Woods was not cited.
Part of it was because of the circumstances that he endured throughout the collision and the fact that in order to issue a citation, it usually you have to have something to indicate an independent witness or an observation by a peace officer.
Investigators believe Woods may have accidentally hit the accelerator instead of the brake based on their examination of the vehicle's black box. This is the third time Woods has been involved in a vehicle investigation. The most notorious example when he ran his SUV over a fire hydrant and hit a tree in 2009. In 2017, police in Florida found him asleep behind the wheel of a car and he was arrested on a DUI charge. But this time, he was not given a sobriety or blood test.
Due to his injuries and the traumatic nature of his injuries, it would not be appropriate to do any type of field sobriety test.
Documents show that Woods told deputies he didn't know how the crash occurred and did not remember driving. At the time of the wreck, Woods was recovering from a fifth back surgery.
I know there's a lot of experts who claimed, or drug recognition people said, oh, they should have drawn blood or done this or done that. And without the signs of impairment, we don't get to the point where we can actually author a search warrant, and that is not preferential treatment.
Woods tweeted his gratitude to the Good Samaritans, firefighters, paramedics, and deputies who came to the scene and said, quote, I will continue to focus on my recovery and family and thank everyone for the overwhelming support and encouragement I've received throughout this very difficult time. Woods had been in the Los Angeles area to host the Genesis Invitational Tournament. Now there are questions about whether he will ever compete at the pro level again. And at today's news conference, the sheriff said Woods granted permission to share the findings of the investigation, even though the sheriff was not obligated to do so.